Testament scripture is from Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. Because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. The New Testament scripture is from John 12, 1 through 19, and this is about Jesus anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, where Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But none of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For an account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as a king. The next day, the great crowd had come, for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on the donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I like t-shirts that say things, like the one I'm wearing. Normally I don't wear a t-shirt to church, but it was like the biggest green thing I had. And it does say Sanji, on it, which I explained during the children's moment. Well, I recently saw a t-shirt that read, "When I sleep, you can call me Lazarus, because it takes an act of God to raise me." Now, according to the scripture, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." Don't you wonder who were the first three guys that came out? That's a thinker. That's a dad joke. Well, the Bethany Road begins with a trip to the cemetery and ends with a parade. Prior to the scripture reading today was the story of Mary and Martha, whose brother Lazarus has died. And they were very good friends of Jesus and had sent for him when their brother fell ill, because they knew that Jesus could come and heal him. Well, Jesus dawdled on the way. I mean, you know, he didn't have to go out of his way to go heal that little girl, but he did, before setting out to his friend's house. Now, in the meantime, Lazarus has died and has been several days in the tomb. And Mary approaches Jesus and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And before he could reply, Mary burst into tears. And the amazing thing about this part of the story is that when Mary breaks down into tears, so did Jesus. He weeps for the loss of his friend. What a tremendously human thing that is, for Jesus to have such sorrow. And here's a little trivia for you. "Jesus wept" is the shortest version. I am having a day. I swear I've not been drinking Guinness for St. Patrick's Day or anything else. Start again. "Jesus wept" is the shortest verse of the Bible in the King James Version. There's your little trivia. But Jesus was showing Mary that he shared in her grief. And I hope that Mary found some comfort in that, because I know I do. It helps to know that our Lord and Savior is here with us when our roads lead to the cemetery and loss and grief. And he joins us not only in paying his respects to the departed loved one, but also in sharing our pain and our sorrow. And so much so here in this story that he shares our tears. And Martha comes and says, "Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died." "But I'm here," Jesus replied, in effect saying, "Don't worry, I got this. Your brother is going to rise again." And Martha says, "Well, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus tells her, "I am the resurrection and the life, and I am here now in the cemetery with you, outside your brother's tomb. I am with you and I am for you." This is where the Lenten road has led him. And Jesus, of course, dramatically raises Lazarus from the grave, and all of them are amazed. And I love it because one of the sisters points out, probably Martha, because she tends to be focused more on earthly matters, when he tells them to move the stone away, she's like, "Oh my gosh, no, he's been in there for days. The stench is going to be terrible." But the stone gets rolled away, and Jesus says, "Lazarus, come forth," and he does. Could you imagine watching that? Could you imagine experiencing that resurrection taking place in your presence? I don't know how you recover from something like that. It is certainly something to never forget. And soon Jesus will share our grave. But that will not be permanent any more than was the grave of Lazarus. Maybe Martha's question should have been, "Why are you at the cemetery now when it's too late? If you'd been here, my brother would not have died." But Jesus' response, it comes through loud and clear. "Martha, didn't you hear me? I am here. I am the resurrection and the life. And for resurrection to happen, death has to have occurred. And for Jesus' resurrection to happen, that joyful Easter victory that we can't wait to celebrate in 2 weeks, he first had to die. After his resurrection, he will explain that to his disciples, that it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer and to enter into his glory. But from the cemetery, the Bethany Road led to a dinner table. And he who was here for Mary, Martha, and Lazarus at the cemetery is also with them at the dinner table. Now, many of us have long ago been taught the simple table grace, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed." It's kind of the unofficial UCC table grace. Praying at mealtime acknowledges God's gifts to us. And Scripture tells us that Martha was the consummate hostess. It was one of her gifts. And Mary served too, but in a different way, by anointing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume. And here, the Gospels differ on who it is who anoints Jesus' feet. In one version, it has a woman who has sinned greatly, who comes and does it for forgiveness, and Jesus forgives her. But in this version, from this gospel, it is Mary, his good friend, who does so as a sign of her service and a sign of her love. And like I said, they're both Mary and Martha served in different ways, but they both served. And both of those gifts were loved and accepted and valued by Jesus. Now, it is significant that the one person who did not accept Mary's gift in the spirit in which it was given was Judas. Because he states, you know, this is really expensive stuff. We could have sold this and we could have fed the poor for a long time. And then you have that footnote, that parenthetical note that was not in the original script or the original manuscript. And you can just see somebody as they're interpreting this and writing it out going, "Well, we know that, you know." And so it puts in those really nasty comments about Judas and throws some shade at him because he really wanted the money for himself and used to take money out of the collective purse. There's really nothing in Scripture that supports that. So I'm going to say, let's forget that part about Judas. But he was upset because he did think that the money could have been used for the poor. He couldn't accept Jesus' gift. Well, as our Lenten journey rapidly approaches towards the conclusion in Jerusalem, the road is going to take us to a parade, which was hinted at in the scripture. And they're going to welcome Jesus into the city. And it's going to be a glorious time, but by the end of the week, it's going to end in another cemetery where the body of Christ was placed in a borrowed tomb. Next Sunday, we shall shout Hosanna, which means God save us. God have mercy on us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And we'll wave palm branches and we will shout with joy. But the road will lead forward to an upper room, to a betrayal, an arrest, a denial, a trial, and a hill called Calvary. We cannot come to the glory of the resurrection without first experiencing the crucifixion. And through it all, Christ will be with us. Christ will be beside us. Christ will guide us. And Christ will lead us forward. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.